Politics was the next logical step for a man of Pablo's ambition. In 1978, he was elected as a substitute city council member in Medellin. He helped underwrite the presidential campaign of Belisario Betancur that year, loaning the campaign planes and helicopters, and also contributed liberally to the campaign of Betancur's rival, Julio Turbay, who won the election. 2 years later, Pablo backed a national political movement called the New Liberal Party, headed by the enormously popular reformer Luis Galán. In 1982, he ran for Congress himself. He stood as a substitute for Envigado representative Jairo Ortega. Under the Colombian system, voters elect a representative and a substitute who is allowed full privileges of the office and sits in on congressional sessions when the primary delegate is unable to attend. Ortega and Pablo were elected in the same balloting that elevated Betancur on his second try to the presidency. So Pablo Escobar was a congressman. It was just a substitute position, but the victory seemed precisely the validation he had sought. He was now officially a respectable citizen, a representative of the people. The post conferred automatic judicial immunity, so Pablo could no longer be prosecuted for crimes under Colombian law. He was also entitled to a diplomatic visa, which he began using that year to take trips with his family to the United States. He posed in front of the White House with his young son, Juan Pablo, and began enjoying for the first time the mansions he had purchased for himself in Miami. Pablo had arrived. He told his friends that he intended someday, soon, to be president of Colombia.